Belden. St. Helena, California, November 6, 1906. Belden. Dear nephew Frank Belden, I am anxious to hear from Emma White. Is she still at your home in Battle Creek? I hope that she is improving, and that if she has not already gone home, she may soon be able to return to her husband, and to a milder climate than that of Battle Creek. I know that you will do all you possibly can for her if she is still with you. The Lord is our trust. We may trust in Him when every other hope is vain. I have faith to believe that God can restore her to health. I feel deeply grateful for the blessings I daily enjoy. I am still able to speak in public. Last Sabbath I spoke in the church in San Francisco. I feel so thankful that this building was spared through the earthquake and the fire. There was a fair-sized audience, but more might have been accommodated in the church. I spoke from the 15th of John. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Verse 1. I felt refreshed and strengthened to speak words in season. The Lord gave me a distinct message to bear, and I know that the influence of the Holy Spirit attended the words spoken. All seemed to listen attentively and to receive the word. Elder Haskell and his wife, who for some time have been conducting Bible studies in connection with a tent effort in Oakland, have now moved over to San Francisco. They are doing an aggressive work. They conduct daily Bible studies and are educating a class of workers. They train these workers to labor from house to house, selling our publications and holding Bible readings. After the meeting last Sabbath, many desired to speak to me, and I spent some time in meeting these brethren and sisters. Then I went into a room in the same building which had been fitted up for me. Most of our brethren went over to Oakland to hear Elder Simpson. He has pitched a large tent in the business part of Oakland, near the post office, and conducts evening services. His meetings are well attended. The labors of Elder Simpson remind me of the labors put forth in 1842 to 1844. He uses the Bible, and the Bible alone, to prove the truth of his arguments. He presents a plain, "Thus saith the Lord." Then if any oppose his words, he makes it plain that they must have their controversy not with him. He has large, lifelike representations of the beasts and symbols in Daniel and the Revelation, and these are brought forward at the proper time to illustrate his remarks. Not one careless or unnecessary word escapes his lips. He speaks forcibly and solemnly. Many of his hearers have never before heard discourses of so solemn a nature. They manifest no spirit of levity, but a solemn awe seems to rest upon them. He takes up a collection only once a week, but he receives sufficient to defray his expenses without being obliged to call upon the conference. Last Sabbath evening his discourse was on the perpetuity of the law. The Ten Commandments and our obligation to observe the seventh day as the Sabbath were forcibly presented, and for the first time he represented himself as a Seventh-day Adventist. The next morning we left for home, and I am still waiting to hear the result of this announcement upon the attendance at his next meeting. Thus the truth must be presented before large crowds of unbelievers. Armies of youth must be raised up and trained under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to preach the Word. I have greatly desired to attend some of Elder Simpson's meetings, but I have not been able to do so, as they have always been held in the evening. If I feel able, I will go to hear him the next time I go to San Francisco. Praise the Lord is the language of my soul. Morning, noon, and night, I will praise his holy name. The Lord gives me strength continually to go straight forward. But my work is nearly completed. I am only waiting till the shadows are a little longer grown. But my books will testify when my voice shall no longer be heard. The truths committed to me, as the Lord's messenger, stand immortalized, either to convict and to convert souls, or to condemn those who have departed from the faith and have given heed to seducing spirits. It is time for all who are loyal and true to lift up a standard against the enemy. Truth will bear away the victory. The light of heaven is to shine forth in our pathway, and we must all bear a straightforward message, with not one discordant note. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul.
Now is our day of opportunity. Now all may come and be converted. Now we may repent of sin. Never has there been a more solemn period in the history of those who have once heard the true song of the third angel's message.
Will you now, Frank Delden, seek the Lord earnestly, with deep repentance, that you have not had a sound, straightforward experience in the truth as it is in Jesus? In a little while, the destiny of every soul will be eternally fixed. God will not be mocked by an empty profession. Turn ye, for why will ye die? Ezekiel 33, verse 11. It is high time to do a thorough work for eternity. You have a work to do that you have not yet done, a work that no one else can do for you. Do not, I beg of you, trifle longer. Now, while it is called today, the voice of mercy is heard. Make a determined, sincere effort to press forward unto eternal life. Do not neglect or delay this work. The enemy is exerting his masterly power in an effort to keep you in darkness, that you and your family shall lose the present opportunity of obtaining life, eternal life. It may be that I shall once again visit Battle Creek and bear a message for those who will hear and receive it. I feel so sorry to hear that your father is dying. Elder Starr writes that Brother Nobbs is dead, and that Brother Stephen Belden is only just alive. I shall write him again by the next mail, but I doubt if he receives my letter. I do not know as he has lived to receive my last letters, but his wife will be comforted in reading them. I have tried to comfort and help them in every way possible. I am sure that your father has had a precious experience. If his warfare is ended, I suppose I shall receive a message and learn his last words. I hope that you have recently written to your father. I know that he has felt keenly your neglect in not writing to him in the past. Oh, Frank, this seems a strange experience. It seems to me hard and unnatural and unchristian. Is it not high time that you repent and be converted before it is everlastingly too late? Every one will be judged according as his work shall be. Only those who are thoroughly converted will ever enter the kingdom of heaven. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Let your heart break in humility before God. I beseech of you to break the awful spell that has been upon you. It is not safe for you longer to delay. Your aunt.